Well, today I'm going to share with you the message. I think one of the hard topics for me. As I research, I couldn't find much things to say about it. As I read much scriptures, I couldn't hardly find much about it either. But I convict there's some things got to be beyond on the surface of this topic. Last week, what I talk about is the Ten Commandments. And so this week, do you know what I'm going to talk about? The First Commandment. Now, we talk a lot about other commandments, but we don't talk much about the First Commandment. Let's turn the Bible to the book Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Through the whole Bible, only chapter is written by the hand of God is Exodus 20. And if God want to write this chapter, I want to commit it to memory. God do not dare to give to any man or woman to write this 10th commandment. So he decided to write down, "You shall have no other gods before me." Who? "You shall have no other gods before me." Can you repeat that with me? "You shall have no other gods before me." Again, "You shall have no other gods before me." By the time we finish the whole series, we can commit this whole Ten Commandments in memory. You ready for that? We go on the journey that this Ten Commandments got to stick into our head. But one of these days, we will not have the Bible freely so we can read. This is the Word of God. God say, "Hide thy law into my law into thy heart, so you and I will not commit against him, commit sin against him." That's found in Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. And so I want to commit this. And this can be double proportion hard for me because English is not my first language. But what's hard, I need to commit both languages, Vietnamese service and also English service. And so if you join with me commitment, you also try to commit to Vietnamese language as well. Okay, the more commitment that we memorize these texts is so important. "You shall not" what? "You shall have no other gods before me." We have heard so many saying in the sermon on this that people turn to the text to understand more about this commandment. And so they will turn into the book of Matthew. Turn with me in the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew chapter 6 with me. I have in the Vietnamese Bible, but I got to remember here in English. I think verse 24. Matthew chapter 6. Okay, yes, Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 24. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and" who? Mammon. What is mammon? Wealth, money. And so all that connecting between the first commandment and this very text. And so many saying about it, you know, if we put God, and we put anything before God, we worship that person or that things. We put that person become God. Okay? In other words, if you want to have a car so bad after you graduate from college, I want a Lamborghini. Or maybe Mercedes, I'm sorry. I don't know if we can afford that. And so if we want that so bad, we devote all our time, work extra job, work 2-3 jobs to get that car, that become our gods. You heard about that, right? What about you want a spouse, a wife, or girlfriend, boyfriend? You do everything possible. Once you have that person in your life, you spend more time and more time and more time, and you skip more time from church, and you don't skip all these Christian friends. That person become your gods. How about husband and wife? Once they get married and they couldn't have children, they pray to God, Lord, help me just have one child. Please, God, one child. When you have the one child, you spend all your time to that little child. And so, oh, I don't have time to go to church. I don't have time to read the Bible because I want to care for this precious, beautiful child that you give me, God. And when they grow up, you take them everywhere, to Disneyland, Disney World, everywhere, and start skip God. That child become God in the parent's life. I can go on and on, but that's so shallow. I do not think that the meaning God put in say that you shall have no other God before me, just a simple statement like that. If that's all, and many pastors and preachers say about that, might as well close the Bible and go home. I think the first commandment is so important that God put it first. It's got to be more important. It's got to be something that will drill into it deeper and deeper. We need to look at the context. Why does God give that first commandment? What was the situation? Who are the people God gave to? And why wait until then to give? Well, I'll go back to the book of Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, and the people of God have been crying out for years. The Israelites have crying out for years. Matter of fact, for 400 years. When there's famine happening to the land where Joseph's and his family, Jacob's family, and they say, you know what? We don't have any food. We need to travel to Egypt to buy food. Well, God sent Joseph go first to prepare the way. But as the brother, his brother go there and buy food and enjoy the work that what Joseph have, especially you go a place that's jobless, and you come place here, and Joseph, you know what? You be my second commander. My brother, come here. I forgive all your sin. You be helping me. Put all the brother into the kingdom of the Egypt. Wow. They decided to stay where? That God forbid. Stay in Egypt. They accumulate all the wealth that they need. Beside the wealth they accumulate all the foreign God, and many other things, from diet, from lifestyle, from everything. And for 400 years, they wash away all the Ten Commandments that was written in their heart, away from them. That if you see the Israelite during that time, you would not see the reflection of Jehovah God in their heart. Could it be the same thing that when people see you and I today, that they would not see God? They would not see Jesus Christ. They would see you just like any other people in the world. And if they see everything else, I mean, we like other people, then where's the law of God within our heart? So the Israelites lost everything. But God did not rescue them after when they cried out for 400 years. That's a long time. I don't have to know how many times I have to die before I see that. They wait and wait. Nothing happened. Why? Well, you worship a foreign God. Cried out to your gods. See if they listen to you. After they exhaust all the gods that they worship, no God will rescue them. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I'm Jehovah, brought you out. Elohim, Adonai, I brought you out. Don't you remember? God said, I brought you out. When you cry out, so many other gods, no one can do anything. But I, the one who brought you out, I take care of you. I bring you out. God will remove his people to a new place to rewrite the word of God in their heart. Well, God decided here, I'm going to rewrite the Ten Commandments on a tablet of stone and ask people to worship and commit it to memory. Now, I bet during that time, God teaching them that they need to commit the memory of the Ten Commandments, shouldn't we also need to do today? You shall have no other gods before me. They worship so many other gods. I'm not talking about possession now. I'm not talking about family you put on first. Now I'm talking about career. There's something deeper when God put this in writing. They came out of Egypt. They still worship God. When Moses said, you know what, you stay down here. I'm going to go there and see God, and I come down to see you. And only 40 days. They couldn't handle it. They have to worship a golden eye, you know, golden calf. How do you get that idea? Back in Egypt. You see, when we have trial, we tend to go back where we came from. But see, God said, wait upon the Lord. Wait. And so when God saw that, he said, you know, you shall have no other gods before me. Now, if we take the context of God speaking to the Israelite or God speaking to us today, I don't think it's reached to the point that God wants us to understand. And that's where the difficulty for me to find out what's God's will. I started to look back into the book of Genesis. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 is talking about the controversy between God and Satan. Genesis chapter 3, and that's where Satan tempts Eve. And verse 4. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Does God say, once you eat, you die? But the serpent said that, for God know that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Tell me, is this true or is it a lie? It's a lie. Now, Satan knows very well there's only one God. Who is that? Elohim is only one God. Even Satan himself is not God. You know that, right? But he wants to be God. He wants to be Jesus Christ, be under him, not over him. And this has spilled out all the religion on this earth. If you meditate long enough, if you worship God long enough, you one of these days be like God. It came from the Buddhist background. If you go to the temple long enough and meditate long enough, after so many reincarnations, you will be like Buddha. The same thought run across every single religion. Why? Because Satan injects that thought into every mind on this planet. So this Ten Commandment, or at least First Commandment, is between God and Satan. You see? Satan knows very well there's no other God. And inject that temptation into the mind of Eve. You will be like God. Will you be like God? Man, wow. It was a wonderful thing to thought about. Wow. What's it be like if you be like God? You can do all these tricks and magic, huh? Amazing. You can speak as it's come to being. And that's what happened to every single of us and the religion of this earth alike. And so what does that have to do with Exodus chapter 20? When God say, you shall have no other God before me. Before I get into that, I want to share with you the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4. Again, this is the battle between God and Satan. I think, and I believe, if we look in the eyes of the Ten Commandments of the battle of good and evil, you will see a deeper knowledge of God's thought into when he writes these commandments. Matthew chapter 4, you see this, the commandment that when Jesus, after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, was tempted by Satan. Now, the first temptation to be Jesus should be easy. The second one should be easy. Now, the third one, that's where the heart is. We look at the third commandment, the third temptation. Verse 8 of Matthew chapter 4. Again, the devil took Jesus upon an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Now, all the kingdom of the world and its glory belong to who? To God. God created all that. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Now, talking about worship now. Now, Satan was under Jesus Christ, under God in heaven. And this is a chance to him to show you, Jesus, you come down here to win every single soul. You want all this kingdom, right? You want this earth back, right? All you do, you have to worship. You just give me the power. Give me the power. Your authority is God, and I'm God, and you are my second commander. Would God do that? No. Even though if God don't bow down to him, Satan would never be God. You know, God is God. You cannot be like God. You cannot meditate so long, pray so long, read the Bible so long, be all your God. You see, that's a fact. Today we use the word God so loosely. We call gods. There's no God. There's only one. I don't know, maybe Satan inject those gods, small g, not instead of capital G. There's no such thing as capital and small g in the language. Don't try to distinguish what the meaning. No. The word God is to him. There's no one as God. So the three things that the battle is going on. Number one, repeat the first commandment with me. You shall have no other God before me. Now, the first thing is this. Is clarify that there is God. Okay? God said there is God. Why? Because the whole world run after the theory of evolution. There's no God. And so many religions today, I visit, I came from the Buddhist background. I never heard about this now, but I talked to the people who are Buddhist. You know what? You know, I don't know why I sweep the floor in my house so many times, get the dust out, and I saw ant. Maybe the sand become ant after so many days. I said, this teaching was not in the Buddhist teaching. Where did you get that idea? My friend, Satan will inject that idea to every single religion. Okay? This evolution theory. There's no God. God never created anything. Underestimate the power of God. He never created anything. Everything just evolved. From non-life existence to life existence doesn't make sense. Even the scientists couldn't make sense out of it, but they still believe in it. You understand? There's no proof. I'm so sad when I was young, I learned the evolution. I thought it's a fact instead of theory. You know what? You can't teach a kid theory. If that's fact, you teach them theory, they thought that's truth. You understand? You know what I'm talking about? You can't teach people a lie. And so this is what happened. Had been injected to this whole world. Don't think just America. Everywhere in the world, they start believing it. God to say, there is a God. But the world said, there's no God. Well, whenever adversity comes into their life, they start praying some god. When Paul visited Athens and he saw an idol, say, the unknown god. Here, these people are very knowledgeable, intellectual, this unknown god. And so we see that people, even atheists, they believe in something. They believe in something. But they reject it. So God, Satan injects the idea of atheism into society. But after years go by, people couldn't handle it. The day you die, how can you face a consequence? There's no life. Where am I go? Is it worth living? You see, people struggle with that. And so there must be a God, but it's not personal God. That's where the existence of Bang Theory came about. God created, but he's not personal. And so that's the theory injected the word is deist. D-E-I-S-T. There's a God, but it's not personal God. Okay? And so the whole realm of worship idol come into being, that there's an idol, it's just an idol there, but it's not personal. You believe in God, but that's not personal God. And so first thing said, the first commandment said, you shall have no other God before me, indicate that there is a God. And number two is, there is one God. There's no other God before me, indicate there's one God, right? Because when Satan brings up, you know, you can have so many idols. That's what the Israelites say. You know what? Look at those people. They have so many gods. Why do we have only one God? They have a God of blessing, God of gold, God, any kind of God. Anything they see, they make a God out of it. You know what? Why don't we have many gods? If this God couldn't help us, how about other God could help us? You see? And when I go visit people, they have so many gods in the house. They are afraid if they don't worship one true God, they will not be blessed. And so you see some of these restaurants? I don't know how much they believe in their God. They put an idol in front of the door before you go to a restaurant or any place, right? I say, that's your God? I mean, you put your God down the dirt level? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Might as well don't put there. So they don't really believe it. They just do it because people say, you know what? If I do that, maybe there's a blessing, money coming in. You know? So their hearts not believe it. They never go worship or idol, things like that. They never do anything. And so people don't really believe in it. God says only one God. But Satan says there's many other gods. Now, do Satan tell you the truth and the error? There's no God. But he injects this belief there is many gods. With that, Satan injects the new philosophy is called pantheism. That means everywhere is God. The table is God. The chair is God. Sin win. This God in this chair. But they still believe in it. And scientists believe in it too. Oh, don't hurt the tree. Don't hurt the chair. You might hurt some being in there. And so you start to see some of the religions, they start to capture these philosophy and they start believing it. God says only one God. God is not everywhere. Only one true God. And so the complexity is more and more is confusing you and I. And who is it come from? Satan. The first commandment says, you shall have no other God before me. Indicate there's a God. There's one God. And the third point is the God of the Bible. Because many people say, well, you know what? Your God is like my God. We teach good thing. You shouldn't kill, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't steal. Okay, when I was in the Buddhist temple for 3 months, I don't call that vacation, but if you will, it's called, my grandma thinks it's a vacation, but that is called, what do you call it? Brainwashing or something, whatever. I go there, I look all the pictures in the Buddhist and say, if you drop a piece of rice, you go to hell, you're going to eat one maggot or whatever. I said, oh, from then, I don't want to dare to piece of drop of rice. If I drop it in the dirt, I wash it away and I put back my mouth. I mean, this full fear, kick out the kid. Yeah, I'm so afraid of all these theories. And so now the educated people say, you know what? The religions made by man make you the fear so you can live a better life. You hear that? And so God said, no, this is a religion. Today people said there's no religion. Matter of fact, if you believe there's religion, every religion is right. They can argue to death about every religion is right. Everything religion teach good thing. And America is a wonderful country, open the door to encompass all the religion. Guess what? Start amalgamate, compromise. And you and I wouldn't distinguish what is true and error. You understand? And so the debate keep on going with the devil so happy. Look at humankind debating. Because he knows very truly there's no God. But you're debating on something that I make up, you know? Imagine. We are fighting on this earth on something is not existing. The devil just inject a thought for mankind to debate. Sooner or later, they forgot all about the true God. So the Bible is so important. Bring us back to the biblical, that one true God. One true God. That's it. Now, do not say, now this is very statement that I want to point out. See, people say, well, that text trying to say there's no other God before me. This means don't put God second, put God first. God first, then everything else comes second. Now, the true meaning of the text say, God first, period. God's first, period. Now, you cannot go to someone's house and you start seeing, I started seeing that. You know what? Well, if you say God, Jehovah is good, let's put him on top. And Buddha and Muhammad and the other people down here. No, no. Only one true God, that's it. Only one, period. There's no other God. There's no such thing. Now, the devil knows very well there's no other God beside God. But he brings all these things into human race to think there's God. And so we debate about it and talk about it and we start get frustrated. We fight a wrong battle. We shouldn't fight each other. We should fight Satan. You know that? Satan is mesmerizing your mind. He creates something that non-existing for you to think about it. Because this is his world. If he wins this earth, he wins the whole universe. Now, you don't believe me on that, but he tried to do that. He wants to show the whole universe he's right. His government is better than Jesus. And so you and I on the battle. And we need to fight about it to show who's true God. He wants to capture everyone, every mind, including the universe. You know, everyone looking on this earth, is Satan is right? You know, he injects to the people's mind that he is God, but he is not. You know, a creation cannot be a common creator. He creates things, and we worship the things. You know, why do we worship Buddha? Why don't we worship the creator who created Buddha? You understand? And today, the whole human race worship the creation. Keep worship. Because we can touch, we can feel. God said, no, don't look after other heathen religion. when God spoke to the Israelites. And God speaks to us today as well. Don't, because there's no such thing. Sometimes we think about God so boastful, so prideful. Why do your religion is better? Why this is a remnant church? Why this is a true church? And sometimes we say, oh no, we shouldn't say that. And if you don't want to say that, then say, well, every religion is the same. People jump from one church to another, one religion to another, same thing. We not are boastful about it. God wants to save everyone, and God is a true God. There's no other God. There's no other God. I'm telling you, I want to say again, it's a makeup out there. It's a makeup. There's other God. You know what? Buddhist religions never taught that once Buddha died, you erect the image and bow down. Never. Never. All the philosophy out there that people worship, they never say that. Even Buddha say, do not follow me, follow where my fingers point. Buddha tried to find God and tell us, go find God, the true God. Now, I wish, you think about it, Satan wait for a person dead before he injected his method. Look at it. Now, if Mary would be alive, where people worship Mary, Mary would stop it. But let the person die, then Satan inject that idea. You see? It's happened over and over. Look in confusion. Laodicea, all this name of the philosopher. People worship today come after a person die. Because they cannot defend. I say, I did not do that. I didn't ask you to follow me. You see, all that happened again and again throughout the history of mankind. Satan knew it very well that he hated the Ten Commandments, especially the First Commandment. Because the Ten Commandments, the character of God, is tell us who God is, and God will reflect through him, through the Ten Commandments, through us. If he destroyed that image, God will never know who is a true God. He win the battle. He can show the whole universe. You see? His method alone will win everyone. My friend, we have to come back to the true God. There's a couple of Bible texts I want to share with you here. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 31. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 31. And the Bible said that For their rock is not our rock. This means their God is nothing like our God. And even the enemy themselves been judged. This means there's only one rock. This means Jesus Christ. In the book of Job chapter 31, verse 24 and 28, just write that down. Basically, the gist of that text say, don't worship any other thing that thing is God. If you do, you have rejected me. Job 31, 24 to 38. You can jot that down. And so the bottom line I want to share with you this here. The context of Ten Commandments through the eyes of the great controversy. And I never see this before. As I observe other religion, I start to see in the eyes of how Satan mesmerizing all the people in the world. Today we live in a world. There's so many ism coming in that we take our eyes away from God. There's no other God. Only one God. I don't know how you spell, either in small case or capital, it's only one. Other thing is not a God. It's not. It's not because God wants to say, hey, worship me, don't worship other. No. There's no. A piece of wood? There's no God in there. There's nothing. That's what God wants to tell us. A ceramic idol is nothing. So don't worship because cannot do anything to you. Come to me. That's what God says. I will bless you. It's take 40 years. Take 40 years. I can tell you, if 40 years the people of Israel not turn around, that God lead them to the promised land. Only take 40 days. if they willing to follow God's hand commandment, they will get into the promised land. But it took 40 years to change the whole God's people. Now, if it was not take 40 years to change, God would take 400 years. God cannot stand to see his people absorb all the errors from Satan. He wants a remnant, truly God's people, before they take the promised land, before they can take Jesus take us to heaven. And so it's take long as possible, you and I, that God need to replace a heart of stone into the heart of flesh. Wait until God write the Ten Commandments in your heart. First thing, remember, commit this memory. And so continue, God remind us. And compare one commandment at a time to the world. Then you will see the great controversies going on. The battle to win your soul. Who? Are you loyal to God? Are you paying allegiance to God? And that's where the testing ground. You put God first, only God. Once you find the true God, my friend, you truly find happiness. It's not luck like other religion. It's truly happiness, truly eternal life. God created you, and God can recreate you. Other God cannot do it. They just only a theory or promise that you will reincarnate. Hopefully, you have eternal life. Their religious themselves still die in the ground. My religious leader is in heaven, not underground, my friend. It's not bold. It's not to say my religion is right. No. God wants to say the whole universe, the whole earth, only one God. Let worship the true God. Let do that. Everything else is from Satan. And so sad to see that. As we open the door to accept new people in this country, they will bring with them the religion. If God's two here on this earth, I use the word of God, not me. If God's still here on this earth to see America do that, this country would be cursed. Now, again, I'm not saying this. Look at the in the Bible context. Because we absorb all the idol worshipers into this country, what can we do? You and I need to care for where we spend our time and our money. I go to the restaurant, I see they worship idol. I know it's wrong, but my kids eat there and they see that day in and day out. That means the next generation wouldn't distinguish what true and error. Can I change something? Yes, I think we need to do something. Let avoid our temptation. Let not go anywhere that they not worship true God. And we pay money toward that. And they say to their false God, say, see, my restaurant is rich. My clothesline is rich. Look at the God I worship. You call that a God that I put down in the dirt? Look at how much he worship you. And you worship God of heaven. What do you got? That's the battle that we have to face. As I speak this, truly, I don't know what to say, but we got to be so be careful where we go. Because that's what the Israelites, they spend their wonderful life in Egypt, and the whole generation was lost. Am I right? I don't want this generation to be lost, especially my children, especially me. So go back to the Ten Commandments, commit to say, you shall have no other God before me. Only one God, Jehovah, Elohim, Adonai. May God bless each one of you as you reread the Ten Commandments, commit it to memory, and follow the true God, and be careful every snare from Satan that come into this world. More and more that you and I could not distinguish unless the Holy Spirit convert us. May God bless each one of you.